audio version of Michael Lehtman's blog. August 18, 2017. The point of choice. Torah, Deuteronomy, you will grope at midday, as the blind man gropes in the dark, and you will be unsuccessful in your ways. You will be only oppressed and robbed all the days, and no one will save you. To enter the land of Israel means to reach the desires that can be directed toward bestowal and love and at the same time reveal the Creator between them. If we can master the upper light that surrounds us, then we will be in heaven, and if not, we will be in hell. It is one of the two states. Question: is it that a person must think repeatedly about whether he should go to the land of Israel or not? Or is he already going there and cannot turn back, saying, I cannot? Answer: he cannot turn back, just as today we cannot do anything, whatever stands before us is what it is. Let's say we are moving toward war. Can we move toward peace? We can. But what do we choose? We choose one of the two. However, one of the two is still before us. Question: nevertheless, are we told, are you moving toward war? Answer: no. We have either a blessing or a curse. The same thing is true here. If you cannot succeed, then you will be thrown back many degrees in order to begin ascending again. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, December 7, 2016. Signs of progress in the study. Question: how can I check whether I am making progress in studying Kabbalah? How is progress measured? Answer: a sign of progress in the study is a change in your attitude to life. The more I understand that life is much longer than the time between my birth and my death, the more ready I am to exit these limitations, the more deeply I get to know my life and discover the hidden forces that impact this world, the more I have progressed. From the Beginner's Q&A, July 24, 2017. The purpose of courts. Question: why will we need courts in the future society? Answer: the court is necessary in order to direct a person to the upper goal. Since a person is an egoist, he needs a strict framework that would always direct him and not let him to go astray. Like we take a child by both hands and teach him how to walk, showing him how to do it, limiting him, and constantly watching him, so we must teach a person throughout his entire life. Question: let's say I leave the framework slightly. In this case, what is the difference between the court and education? Answer: there is no difference. They should be engaged in education. At the head of the courts should be the greatest, most educated, and most enlightened people. A judge is the highest position in nature and in society. He has the right to manage everything because he is on the high spiritual level. From Cab TV's The Last Generation, June 12, 2017. To open the Book of Zohar. Question: how does the upper force expand our boundaries of knowledge and our sensations when we read the Book of Zohar? Answer: the Book of Zohar becomes closer to us and is revealed to us to the degree that we, while studying the Book of Zohar, connect between us, open ourselves to each other, and try to combine and create a common desire out of our different egoistic desires and focus it on attaining the upper level, the Creator. This is the reason why everything depends on how people connect with each other. They correctly understand the condition that they must acquire in connection with each other so that the Book of Zohar opens up in them. From the Kabbalah Lesson in Russian, February 12, 2017. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, February 26, 2017, Part 1. Question: in your opinion, is it possible to overcome the ego in the present stage of human development? Answer: it is not necessary to overcome the ego, it is necessary to accept it as a partner. Like the American saying, if you can't beat M, join M, if you cannot beat it, make it into an ally. Question: Who manages and how? Answer: the creator manages the person and the person manages the creator. Question: in my youth I decided that love is happiness, and happiness is making the object of your love happy. Is that accurate? Answer: you are not mistaken. That is correct at the worldly level. Question: in managing the ego, what role do the rishimote, reminiscences, play? Answer: the light that influences us activates more and more new rishimote, information data. Thanks to that, all kinds of thoughts and sensations are brought to life. Question: in what way is the creator's management of a person different in the way of suffering and in the way of pleasure? Answer: these two ways are the right and left lines in the middle of which the creator manages us, just as we manage a horse with two reins. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, February 26, 2017. At the head of the future society, Balha Sulam, the last generation, each and every one is committed to the labor of raising ever higher the living standard of the world society, so all the people in the world will enjoy their lives and will feel more and more happiness. The same applies for spirituality, though not everyone is obligated to engage in spirituality, but only special people, depending on the need. Balha Sulam wrote this for the last generation, marking the transition to the new formation. In the end, we should always strive to ensure that there are very moral people at the head of society, Kabbalists who have reached the spiritual level and are not guided by various philosophizing, the laws of the English or Turkish mandate, and so on. There can be nothing else. From Cab TV's The Last Generation, June 12, 2017.